your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A young man approached Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" And Jesus answered, "Why do you call me good? There is only one good, and he is God. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." And he asked him, "Which ones?" And Jesus replied, "You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." But the young man said to him, "All of these I have observed, and what do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go, sell all that you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. The Gospel of the Lord. It's a very interesting gospel here. The story of this young man coming up to Jesus is found in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. It's found in all three synoptic gospels. It has little variation here and there. So if I put all three together, this is what you will get. He's a young man. He comes running up to Jesus. He has much wealth in his life, everything the world could ask. He's unsettled, and he's a ruler. So he's an extraordinary young man. And when he comes to Jesus and said, "What must I do to gain eternal life?" Jesus says, "You must keep these commandments." But clearly, he's a very observant Jew, since he has kept all these commandments since he was young, he says. And Jesus says, there's one more thing. If you want to be perfect, now perfect is a very bad translation, unfortunately. The Greek word is teleios. And this means whole. When a man reached 21 and he was in the fullness of his manhood, in the perception of the Greek world, he was said to be teleios, he was said to be whole. It has to do with wholeness in life, not moral perfection. Unfortunately, the word perfect suggests moral perfection, which is not the intent of the scriptures here. It's if you want to really have meaning in your life, you want to be whole. Then he says to this young man, "Sell what you have, give to the poor, and come and follow me." He doesn't guarantee him eternal life, mind you. He doesn't say, "This will lead you. You'll have treasure in heaven." He gives him a meaningful life. If you want to find meaning in your life, this is what you must do. Now, what's interesting about this is that Joseph of Arimathea is a disciple of Jesus and is a rich man. But Jesus did not ask him to give up his wealth. Read the third chapter of John's Gospel and you'll find this extraordinary fellow named Nicodemus, who is a ruler, well-off, prominent man, comes to Jesus, John's Gospel says, by night. But John means, he doesn't mean after dark, he means he is in darkness. He's empty, he's like this young man. And Jesus said to him, he doesn't ask him to give up his wealth. He said, "You must be born again." But there's something about this young man that if he is to attain a fullness of life, he must give up his wealth. Perhaps he is so attached to his wealth that it's so dominant in his life, it has taken over his life, that he must set that aside in order to have fullness of life, the teleos, the perfection, so to speak. What does this mean to us? In our economy today, there are many, many persons who are in genuine need. They're out of work. The food bank, they'll come to our food bank this morning looking for food. There are many people who are genuinely in need. And what we have to do, and then there's the rest of us, what we have to do is to separate needs from wants. Fullness of life, meaningful life, will not be achieved through wants. And what this man does, he comes to Jesus because he has a deep need. There's something missing from his life. And Jesus said, if you want to have a meaningful life, this is what you must do. How to separate needs from wants. Prosperity in life is not achieved by accumulating more, by wanting more. Prosperity is achieved by needing less. And somewhere in our lives, we'll find out that for many of us, we don't need most of what we have. And we'll find out that a meaningful life begins to come to us when we give away things. When we see deep inside ourselves the needs we have, not the wants we satisfy. It's a question for every one of us in a way. Do you have really more than you need? Or are we governed by wants? I want this. I don't need this, but I want this. That's a question that comes out of this gospel here. Fullness of life is not achieved by accumulating more, but by doing with less. That's where peace of soul comes in. So you're not checking the stock market, and you're not worried about, you know, another 2% on your taxes, whatever it is. Do you have enough? Now, I think I've used this story before, but it's instructive and it fits the moment. Way back around 50 years ago or so, I read a book called Catch 22 by Joseph Heller. It's an interesting story about this fellow who was, I think it's the Army Air Corps, and he's trying to find an easier assignment. When he goes there, that's tougher, and then he goes over here, he thinks this will be better and this is worse. Catch 22. Heller made a lot of money on that book. It was a bestseller. It's told in Heller's biography that on one occasion, he was at a cocktail party put on by a hedge fund manager who was massively wealthy. Somebody said to Heller, you know, Heller, for all the money you made on your book, this hedge fund manager, he'll make more in one day than you'll make in your whole life. And Heller says, I know, but I have something that he doesn't have. And he said, what do you have? And he said, I have enough. So, when is enough enough? That's what the gospel asks us. Now, tomorrow, the sequence of this reading will come up tomorrow. Father Dennis will talk about it, about money and accumulating things, that kind of thing. So hold the thought for the day. The meaning of your life will not be achieved by satisfying wants, by making more, accumulating more, but by needing less. Amen.